This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Survivor Blood vs. Water started back up this week, being filmed in Queensland, which is really exciting stuff. And we actually have one of the Queensland contestants on with us right now, Chrissy Zaremba. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so good. How are we?
Good. Where are you from? Tell us a bit about your story. Where do you live in our state? And why, oh, why did you agree to move to the outback in Charters Towers and live off practically nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Live off nothing. No, I'm just on the sunny coast at Bedina.
Great.
And I reside here with my little family. But, yeah, I obviously am on the show with Croc, my brother-in-law.
Yes.
And, look, it was his bucket list. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. And he said, well, we're doing it. And then here we are.
So you didn't even want to do it. How tough was it then to participate when the rations are so low and the living arrangements are so terrible when you didn't want to be there in the first place?
Yeah, it's full on. You've got no idea. And the thing is, I had no idea, which could have worked in my favour. But you just got to hope for the best each day. There's no food, but you've got your loved one there. So that's all you can rely on.
Unless you're going to eat them, though, that's not much comfort.
No way.
We actually spoke to host Jonathan LaPaglia, and he revealed to us that he lives, not like you guys at all, he lives in style.
I'm five-star accommodation, silk robes and fluffy slippers.
Five-star, silk robes, fluffy slippers.
Are you serious?
How does that make you feel, knowing the conditions you were living in?
That's so unfair. When we first got there, I remember thinking, like, surely when the cameras go off that someone's going to bring us out some pillows. But no, that pillow was my water bottle. It's crazy. I thought there was so much more stuff hidden behind the scenes, but there's not. It's exactly what you see, which is a stitch up. I'm still getting physio from that bloody sleeping.
I bet. Yeah, you can't. After 30, you can't sleep wonky and not feel it for months afterwards. I wanted to ask you about your little family as well, Chrissy, because you actually have three daughters you've adopted after seeing an ad for Adoption Services Queensland. Is it true that adopting in Australia is really hard?
Yeah, look, it is hard. It's a real long journey. But, you know, when you want to make that decision and when you know you want to be a mum, it doesn't matter how hard it is. You know, like, they do make it hard, but I've been blessed with three absolute angels. And, you know, maybe the process being hard is a good thing, because I got my kids, you know, that match me perfectly. They do a thorough job of it. There's so many other elements that people don't know about that have to be considered.
Mm.
And, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. Yes, it was hard. Yes, it was grueling. It's invasive. It's so private and personal. But look where we are now. Like, it's the best.
You call them your angels, but you're their angel. You're a great human, and it's great to see you teamed up with your NRL legend brother-in-law, Michael Crocker. You know him well. God, you're a long-suffering sister-in-law.
You're like the best sister-in-law ever to do this for him. Like, that's crazy.
He owes me big.
Chrissy from Survivor Blood vs. Water. It is Sunday. It's on again Sunday, 7:30 on 10. Great to meet you, Chrissy. Thank you so much for your time.
Yay, guys. Enjoy the show. Thank you. The Hit Breakfast Show.